Hey, guys.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy. What's up? Happy fall.
Happy fall. Is it officially fall now?
I think so, yeah.
For a little while, right?
Probably.
I mean, officially.
The season of rotting fruit.
Fermentation.
Or just ripe. Like, it's just like, maybe it's right. It's just the right time, right?
Uh-huh.
You a fruit advocate, Jared?
Back off the fruit.
Yeah. There's a fruit fly flying around in here right now. God.
We have multiple sets of evidence here.
Yeah.
It might just be an Andrew thing, the rotting fruit. Like,
there's so many fruit flies in fucking Oregon. It's gross.
Why is that, Morgan?
Yeah, it's what'd you do?
It's not because of the checkpoints. The reason there are more fruit flies in Oregon than in California is because of the fruit checkpoints that California has that keep the shit fuck fruit flies out of that state.
On the lock? They keep it locked down? They're like, do you got any fruit flies in your car?
I've never really understood that, because they just go, do you have bad fruit? And you go, no. And then
Andrew says yes.
Dude, I have a whole thing about this, okay? Like, I've done this drive so many times.
But you actually said yes to them? Or you crazy?
Shut up. I have a story. It's a whole thing. It's an arc. It's a story arc about the agricultural checkpoints. Okay, for those of you in other places, California, when you're driving into the state on the highway, they have an agricultural checkpoint, and they pull you over. You have to, like, stop at a little kiosk, and the guy says, do you have any fruits or vegetables in your car? And you say no, but if you say yes, then they're like, what vegetables or fruit? And I've done it a couple times where I was like, oh, so there's all these reasons. Like, I was like, I brought this fruit from California. I'm just bringing it back. And they're like, that doesn't matter. Pull over. And then they start looking through your fruit. This lady, like, grabbed all my persimmons and shit and was, like, poking at them and stuff. They've taken oranges from me,
fiends,
because those are medfly time bombs, according to them. So Morgan is right, but you just
funny.
Say no.
I've said yes. And we imported a bunch of banana trees once. They sent them from, I don't know, I think they came from Australia, and they don't ship them into California. They ship them into Portland. So we picked them up in Portland. And we had a ton of paperwork, and you take it down to the agricultural checkpoint, and they ask you the question, and you say, yes, I have a truckload of banana trees. And then they proceed to go over your paperwork for like 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah, we were at that checkpoint for like 2 hours while they went over the paperwork, and they inspected the banana trees, and then they finally let us through. And we had them in like a covered, a truck with a covered bed, you know, like a hat, camper shell thing. And afterwards we were like, you know, we probably didn't need to do any of that. We could have just said no. Like, they were right. Ready to let us blow through with all these banana trees in the back of the truck. But
I feel like sometimes they're mad when people even stop at all. Like, they're like waving you through before you even slow down. They're like, nah, dude, well, wasting my time.
Most of the time there's no one there. Too
often.
I don't know. I've done it so many times, and like, I'll do it on like the back country roads, because I'll go over the border like on the east side and like all these random ways, and there's like a guy there who's so bored, and they've got nothing else to do but to fucking ask about your oranges.
The Reno one is like six lanes and nobody's ever fucking there. Like,
yeah, that one is just different. Yeah,
that's the one I go over most, just positioning, you know. But
I can picture Andrew on shitty C-SPAN footage, like, ranting this on a city hall meeting.
Well,
they have taken oranges, persimmons.
I have a list.
Now
they
I
never
just say
no.
My fruit when I said yes. They just look. They just like.
They did not mind
okay,
the several kilos of cocaine I had. But the oranges were a big problem.
I wondered if
problem.
Anybody said, yeah, I've got a bunch of weed. Is that a fruit?
I'm sure someone has. Now that...
It's a flower. It's not a fruit or vegetable.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Of course it's fine. Go ahead.
But now I say no, but I get like this little rush after I say no to them, and I like drive away. I'm like, ah, sucker.
Oh my God.
I don't get a rush. I feel guilty as fuck if I say no and I have fruit.
I'm going to tell the library people about this.
Yeah. As a former smuggler, you are adorable.
I would never be able to smuggle.
Obviously,
I would fail smuggling instantly.
I don't give like police and security guards and blah 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 any information if I can have, like, as a default state. It's all
correct.
It's
this is the way. This is the way.
No, I don't usually get asked questions. Like, I don't have to answer questions. I don't. That's not part of my daily life. You know.
I do not.
I have to answer cop questions all the goddamn time.
Just walk away.
Last week at McDonald's, I had to answer 6 questions before I walked in.
I know that your way is the right way, Jared, but I can't do that. I'm a question answerer.
Of course,
I'm a rule follower.
I think you're the opposite of me in everything. I'm starting to learn.
I can't draw at all.
Jared, how are you with bread?
I've never baked it, and I never would.
I never will.
Never would.
I refuse.
Have you ever grown yeast?
No.
The incredulity of that. Wait,
Morgan, what? How do you feel about apples?
That's so weird. I like some of them.
Best apple?
The best? I don't know.
Do you have any opinion around apples, or maybe apple bobbing?
Nah, apples is a pretty boring subject. I mean, I think I feel about apples the same way everyone else does. Like, some of them are good apples, and some of them aren't.
Like, you bake them in like a pastry
or
a pie.
Andrew, are you trying to find him saying something he doesn't agree with? So he's the chop.
I don't like.
We're trying to give him training to cops.
I don't like cooked fruit.
Do you like apples baked in, or any fruit baked in any kind of pastry?
I do not like cooked fruit. Cooked fruit is a waste of fruit.
I didn't care for it. Morgan's hot takes are back.
The stupidest thing to do to a fruit.
You were right.
And it always ruins
a fruit. Morgan, did you ever get frosted tips?
I never got frosted tips, but I bleached my hair quite a bit in high school.
Did you ever do a soul patch?
No.
Good. Good lad.
Good lad.
You're allowed to stay.
This one felt a little interrogating, you guys.
Yeah, that was
kind of
intense.
We came on really strong.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Well, it was really funny because
said we were going to punch it up real quick, and I guess we did.
I was preparing to ask Morgan about the cooked fruit thing, because I knew that was his hot take on that. So I had one in the bag, but then Chris asked about apples unplanned or uncoordinated.
Oh my God.
So that was weird.
And
no,
you know the problem,
because
are you even reading the script, French?
Yeah.
No, I'm focusing on the antithesis of Morgan Jared.
I don't know what the problem is.
Configuration.
The problem is that apples are the one fruit that don't get completely destroyed by cooking them. They're actually, I'm fine with apple pie. I like cooked apples in pastries. They're great. That's fine. I don't fuck baked apples, but you know, regular cooked apples and pie and stuff is really delicious.
What's the worst fruit to cook?
Blackberries. What, blackberries are the peaches. Most ruined by cooking.
That's true.
Well, they turn into like a paste.
They
not
get
even
sour. I don't care about the texture. They turn their flavor is destroyed instantly.
Yeah, and then you have blackberries to add sugar to make them taste
pancakes?
Like blackberries again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
I think raspberries are good in like a turnover.
I prefer them raw. Like, I would always choose a raw fruit over a cooked fruit.
I'm like,
do you like
both are good.
I agree with you, Andrew.
Like, you put blueberries into a pancake, and then you have little sour balls that used to be delicious that ruin your pancake and ruin your blueberry.
They taste delicious. Still.
They taste delicious.
I'm glad you
and
guys
they seep
like
juice into the pancake.
Your life is better than mine.
Are you glad?
Because
are
you? Yes, you have a better life than I do because you can enjoy cooked fruit in your fucking pancakes.
I will eat a blueberry at the library. At the library,
I'm gonna like it.
Yeah,
your life. I'm gonna eat my blueberry pancakes in my basement.
Yeah,
yeah. Eating pancakes at the library because of Morgan.
It's on principle.
And if you want to know more, if you ever dip fruit in chocolate, I hate you.
Fondue? You're not a fondue guy?
Fuck fruit.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Strawberries. Agreed. Chocolate. Okay. Dumb.
I've been agreeing with you this whole episode. Now I'm just confused.
That's weird, yeah. Jared.
I just said was wrong, apparently.
All right.
Like the antithesis of an interrogation, our heroes.
Huh? What?
No.
Does that mean?
Share their wonderful adventure.
I feel like that one was really unlubricated.
Yeah.
Just right and dry.
It really made me bleed inside.
Shoved it sideways.
Man, it's been like 2 weeks, all right?
That was like a strawberry dipped in chocolate. Really.
We're all off. The vibe's all off. It's Thursday. It's not Monday, you know.
I'm not as grumpy.
I
feel good vibes.
The vibes are great.
I felt good vibes, and then I got really interrogated about, like...
We had to get to the bottom of your hot take on that.
Well, we were talking about getting pulled over and questioned by a cop, so I took that tact. Mm. Sorry.
Good. I mean, that's definitely the way to make me uncomfortable.
Now, is soul patch one word or two words?
I'm hyphenated, so it's one word.
Are you
hyphenated? Jared had a soul patch, right?
No, I don't think so. I just don't shave, but I'm Asian, so I only grow like weird facial hair.
Yeah,
only soul patch only.
I feel like I've seen you with one, but it's probably just you didn't shave, and that's the way your hair naturally grows. Like, wasn't intentional.
Yeah, it's like kind of Fu Manchu mustache and soul patch was how it was. Now it's I feel like it was like in more.
Yeah, maybe it was just the horns.
No, I never had like a little triangle cut. I've never had manicured facial hair in my life. I don't know.
Okay.
It's only a soul patch if it's your only facial hair, right?
Because I
have hair right there in the soul patch.
I think you can have a mustache and a soul patch.
I kind of rock one. Okay. I don't shave my mustache or underneath my lip, but it's just that's where that grows and it doesn't grow around it.
Like I think it's only full
chin line, and but it's not like I try to have it. It just is there.
Right.
We're just naturally cool.
Yeah, we're just so lazy. Full.
I've never shaved my beard off since I was like 20.
I've rocked just the mustache a few times for humor, and no one ever notices. Then like that, I've changed my appearance, and it kind of like it bothers me. I'm like mustache passable or something like. I think it'll be funny every time I do it.
Because you're a pervert.
When I first started having a mustache, I thought it was funny. And then when I shaved it, people were like mad at me. And they're like, no, you have to have that. And I'm like, okay. It's weird that you have a strong opinion about my facial hair, but yeah, I guess I'll keep
it. You're a mustache guy, yeah.
I remember one day, for a few years.
When me and Daryl were living together with you, Danny, in Richmond, we both shaved mustaches as like a gag, and everybody just gave Darrow shit about how bad he looked, and nobody noticed I had a mustache. Like,
that means you pull it off.
Apparently, but I always want to not pull it off, so it'll be fun. But
I had a stupid twirly mustache when I met
that
Chris.
That was like his.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That seems like that would work for you for some reason.
Yeah, twirly.
See, Jared does that shit with like, where the sides come down like a Mongolian mustache.
Yeah.
Morgan fucking feathers that shit upward like goddamn Mario.
With wax.
Like Mario.
Oh my God. Fucking hipster.
It doesn't look like werewolves can have soul patches because I'm looking up lycanthropes with soul patches and I'm just not really getting anything.
It'd have to be a bald werewolf.
I'm sorry for you that not getting you there.
Like they don't want to shave the rest of their face, right?
A chupacabra is like a naked dog, so maybe that would have a soul patch. Maybe that could work.
I'll try chupacabra with soul patch.
Dr. Eggert will get to the bottom of that post-haste.
Chupa soul patch.
What kind of lycanthrope would you be if you could be any lycanthrope?
Jessupy mustache.
All right.
All right.
No. Deal, stop it.
What does he do? You're anti banter, and then all of a sudden you're just like banter questions left and right here. What's going on?
Yeah, I know chupacabras with soul patches. All right, let's get rid of this banter.
Okay. So here we are. Last time on Playing with Madness, the Gilded Menace, we had a firebombing of the town of Dawson City, the first moment that Roman...
That makes it sound so terroristy.
It was pretty terroristy.
It was funny,
but...
It was both.
You burned my family's paint shop down and then got out of town.
I forgot about that.
And you, Morgan really did a good job charming some horses. And then while that was happening, which was amazing. And then while that was happening, the other, another team went up to the camp of the Trondekhoechan and they found Gregor Vanley and got a bunch of exposition about New Sphere, what's happening here, all that stuff. And that's about it. Nigel Pold's really scared about Dawson. He's like, we gotta get out of here. And you kind of did that. And it was pretty straight. Yeah, it was good. It was a fun episode. We were super punchy. And here we are now. And then at the very end, Roman and Tenon got out of town and they started using the crystal ball to follow along as a way to track Nigel. And they're in the woods. And they're walking along and then they hear something and all these spectral wolves started like going around them and barking and Roman took the crystal ball over his head with his one arm and started arcing lightning over his head. Started going insane. He took 5 sanity damage.
But I couldn't see those wolves, right? He was fighting invisible wolves to me.
Yeah, you didn't your sanity. You rolled a critical success on your sanity check and you couldn't see the wolves, and so your messiah or whatever you want to call him was arcing lightning into the woods saying he's protecting everyone and they're protecting you two and from these wolves, and then it started catching fire in the leaves, dried leaves, because it's fall in the game and all. Yeah, it got pretty wild, and we're gonna just go right there to Roman and Tenon in this combat, and it is a combat actually, and the thing is that first we have to do you're having a bout of madness, Roman. You're going insane and I need you to roll a d10.
Okay, I got a 5.
Significant person. I think this is what you've rolled before. Multiple bouts of madness have been about the significant person. Review the investigator's backstory entry for significant people. The investigator mistakes another person in the scene for their significant person.
Oh,
consider
boy.
The nature of the relationship. The investigator acts upon it. This lasts for D10 round.
I'm about to get turned into your sister.
So 10.
You are 10. My sister.
Yeah, so you mistake. So
the
you have.
Plans have changed.
You're riding your horse. You're on your horse with your crystal ball overhead. There's all these spectral wolves, and they're all like rotten, like the bear. Like they're just completely mangy and derelict, and they're like kind of jumping from like the circle around you, jumping out at you and nipping and biting. And then you have Tenon like kind of like getting all close up to you and the horse, trying to protect himself from the lightning because he had to dodge the lightning getting shot out from your ball, which hit his horse and the horse got hurt and ran off the other horse. And so here we are. What do you guys do?
Don't worry. Get on this horse with me. I'm going to bring you back from the dead. Everything will be fine.
Okay.
Yes, very okay. And don't worry, we're gonna go find Nigel and put this other guy's soul in his body, and then we'll all be alive except him.
I'm not dead yet.
You're a vessel, and I'm going to put something in you. Don't argue with me.
Okay.
And the wolves are like bite at you. So, like, they're still there. And you're, like, you're fighting them off with this crystal ball. And one of them actually, like, goes up and would see if it, which one it bites at. You, the horse, or Tenon. Tenon. So you don't see this happening, but Roman, you see this. Like, you're trying to, like, pull Tenon up onto the horse, and this spectral wolf comes up behind and attacks Tenon. We're going to roll contested power rolls, Tenon.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably bad. 65 over 60.
All right, I rolled an extreme success with a 10.
Fuck.
So that's going to be double damage.
I can't believe I got a dog.
So
I didn't think you could be hurt if you couldn't. That's crazy. This is scary.
So then so it's coming at you, and it, like, you're, like, getting up on the horse, and Roman, you see this spectral wolf come up and, like, bite Tenon in the haunches, and you take 12 permanent power damage. And this is double, and 8 permanent constitution damage.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, is that me?
Yeah, you. It's like 12? You feel like this, like, energy drain from you, and you have no idea how it, like, where it's coming from.
12 power and 8 constitution.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Does the loss of power drop my sanity?
Yeah, and the other one.
Yeah, your max sanity. HP, not like your shit. Not your current, but your max.
Oh, okay.
So Roman, you see this spectral wolf, like, come up, and but you've had this crystal ball, and you're seeing it, like, it's working. It's driving these wolves back. I was super excited when you said that you lifted up the. I wasn't sure what you were gonna do when I said, like, there are these wolves there, and, like, you said you were going to use the ball, and, like, I had the state for you to use it. And so, like, the electricity is working. So if it's your turn, Roman, what do you do?
He got a bit, but is he up on the horse?
Yeah, you're pulling him up. Yep.
So I'm pulling him up. I try to make sure he's all the way up, and then I want to just, you know, kick the horse and make it. I want to get out of here.
Okay. So you kick the horse, and the lightning's, like, arcing around you as you're going.
Yeah, I've got, like, the reins, like, around my shoulder of my armless, or my handless arm, and I'm trying to, like, hold it while still holding the fucking thing to keep them at bay, and I just want the horse to go.
Okay, we'll roll a power roll. We'll see if you can hit any of them with your electric arc off the crystal ball.
I got a 28 under, I think, 60? 65.
Nice. All right, roll 3d10.
And we got a 17.
Nice. Okay, so you see you're, like, riding away in this electricity. You're, like, kind of, like, directed at one of the wolves, and you see it, like, not necessarily, like, dissipate, but you, like, you hit it, and you see it, like, kind of, like, static out a little bit. You're able to kind of knock it away, and you see some of the other wolves get out of the way from your lightning as the horse, like, charges through the circle, and you start running through you start galloping through the forest.
Yeah.
What do you all do?
Once we're past the wolves a decent amount, I'll put the ball back into my satchel, and I'm gonna, since he's injured, to keep him, like, vital until I can help him more, I want to give you some panther piss.
Did I get physically, like, hit points injured as well?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
It was like your life force got sucked out of you.
And if my
Keep him vital, I offer you it.
What, Morgan?
I'm just wondering, like, both my sanity and hit points are now both higher than my max of each of those numbers because
so
of the
you would
loss
be at your max.
So that means I would lose 11 sanity to drop down to my new max, and I would lose 1 hit point.
Dude, amazing.
Are we both in a bout of madness then?
Yeah. So play this out. Like, what's happening to you? Like, what are you feeling? Like, you're completely lost all of your, like, you're, like, completely drained.
Well, I must see the wolves now, right? Since I'm so insane.
You can feel them. You feel like something bit you and like sucked out your life force. Roll it. Yeah, let's see. Roll a sanity check. See if you can see them.
21 under 48. So I guess.
Yeah. Not. So you're running. Oh, you passed. Yeah. Shit.
But I mean,
it wasn't a critical. We'll say. Yeah. That, I think the critical is why like you couldn't see them at all. So you're as you're riding off with Roman, you can see like slight like pigments of these wolves running through the forest, kind of chasing after you all.
Roman, get us away, Roman.
That's what we're doing. We're leaving. We have to go find Nigel to complete the mission. It's fine. You'll be fine. I will help you. Everything will. You will rule nations. Whatever you want. I don't fucking care anymore. We're going.
I'm dying.
No, you're not. You're not, because I need you. You're very. Just shut up.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's what we do.
I'm just clinging for dear life to Roman.
Well, and don't, like, I used the ball earlier. I have a vague notion of where we're going, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, use it as a compass, essentially. So we're just heading toward wherever I think Nigel is.
And you're just galloping through the woods. And I want to make this really clear. Like, these woods are weird feeling. Like, even if you didn't see these wolves, like, I didn't really make it clear last episode. Like, these trees are sickly. The berries are all rotting on the vine. Like, it's like these.
I'm picturing the evil forest in Wizard of Oz that they have to go through to get to the witch's castle.
And you're galloping through the woods, and it's pretty open. It's pretty like clear, and so you're galloping through. And we'll cut to the other crew who are sitting at the table with Gregor Vanley. And if you all have anything. What were you guys talking about? Like, what in this moment? Like, I forget exactly where we ended it. Oh, he was talking about, like that this place is out of balance, and like he's learned from the tribal folks, the First Nations folks from here, that like the world's out of balance, and there's so much work to be done to like restore balance.
I have three things in my notes that we gave him.
The chemistry set.
Oh, I just ate so much mashed potatoes. we gave him the chemistry set, yeah. And then he told us that Brian Reeder, Stanley's brother, is the head of the giant dredging operation. And the mayor's compound, or the mayor's mansion, had been remodeled to be even more labyrinthine. And that surely there's something in there. This was basically what Gregor Vanley said.
And he said, like, that's where he thought he saw, like, the epicenter was that same region of the town for, like, the something horrible that happened, like the fire, but more than fire happened at the center of, like, started where the new mansion is now.
Oh, and then the fire was a cover up, maybe? Was that?
Like, it was an explanation for what happened, but something more horrible happened. Like, there was fire a moment plus. In time that like created this rot that emanated from Dawson City, and like the town did burn, but it wasn't just like your any normal day fire.
Well, Smothers is obviously taking notes and writing this down, if that's appropriate.
I'll look to Birdie and be like, "Where's the big party tonight? You were supposed to do security at."
Oh, it's at the. It's at that hotel.
I was hoping it'd be
the one run by the Trump fella.
Yeah. Frederick.
The new Arctic bar and restaurant.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to go to the mayor's office. I don't really... I don't know. I just don't... I want to make it so we can be here or
Nigel.
Fucking leave. Yeah.
Like... Listen, you just gonna bend over and let these New Sphere guys just give it to you raw, or you want to take the fight to them, bud? Like here, we're hearing like this is where these guys are at. You gonna give them the old 1-2?
I say we give them a 1-2.
Yeah, look, see, Smutters there has some hair on his chest. Let's fuck
these guys
up. I say
we give them the 1-2. The
exactly.
1-2-3, even.
Oh my god, that's a lot of counting, bud.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. I don't... Why? Like,
I mean, because
suck,
they took your
we're...
claim, right? I mean, how much was a claim? These guys are fucking with you. It's time to fuck with them. We know where to sleep.
But this plague, this darkness.
Oh,
what do we do about that?
I rolled a power times 5 to see if Nigel would chicken out, basically, or not. And I got a 16. So he's like, fuck it. Fuck it, you're right. Fuck these people. We can at least get back at them a little. Maybe find some dirt, and find somebody legit to pass it on to, your buddy Sam Steele or whatever.
What about you, Gregor? You done hiding up here in the woods?
You're my only chance. I'll help you. I need to figure out what's happening here. I'm willing to try to get Eagle's claim back. I'm just dying out here in the woods anyways. These Trondakwetchen folks are kind, but I'm with you.
So what all do you want to do with that chemistry set?
Well, I was going to do some samples of what's going on here in the plants and animals and see if I can see anything. Look at the microscope, see if I can see any details. Go and try to see what's happening to these miners. There's men just like zombies, basically. I figured I could learn a little bit about that.
I'd love to help and record. We must learn as much as we can.
Do you know where we could get any dynamite? Because like the old, you must know where all the mining equipment is, right?
I mean, didn't we have a bunch on that boat?
Did we?
I mean, I used some of it.
Oh, yeah, no, we have dynamite.
I think I might have had a stash personally as well.
Oh, yeah, I think it was in our gear. That's right, because we came up here to mine and shit.
Yeah, we had Penru's stuff. I don't imagine we'd throw away his dynamite.
Oh, yeah, we got Penru. Oh, totally.
And I got a little bit in my stash.
Yeah,
well,
I got dynamite.
Pun. It's just in case, you know. If things go south, we'll blow the mayor's mansion off and ride off into the sunset or some shit.
Give him the old 1-2 nitroglycerin.
The 1-2 kaboom.
There's already a fire in town, so this is perfect. And then everybody's going to go to this party tonight. So we probably have... This is the best time to do this. I guess we should ride back.
Yeah, they're all going to be distracted. I'll be there.
Fuck
and
yeah.
And as y'all are like talking and making these plans, you hear some like rustling and bustling in around the tent. Like outside, you hear people like kind of running around and like... There's something going on outside.
Oh god.
I'll get up and go look outside.
I'll pull the cork out of my my gun cane barrel and
nice.
Run out there.
spot hidden.
You all look kind of poke your heads out, 1-2-3 out the flap.
I jump out.
Yeah,
I jump out.
Okay.
I poke.
You see everyone running around.
Big
you
springs
see...
on my shoes.
Jump, poke is what happens.
You see all the tribal folks like running and grabbing their weapons and like going and like kind of dispersing off into the woods away from camp.
Oh my.
What do you do?
Get to cover. Not like in a building.
Make sure my gun's loaded.
Behind a building.
Ooh, hey, Mr. Vanley.
Mr. Vanley.
Hey there, Mr. Vanley. You know how to speak their language?
Hi, yes, and he goes and he starts like, what's going on, you know, in their traditional tongue, and comes back and it's like, oh, the scouts have said that Noosphere, there's someone from Noosphere coming. There's someone with using the weapons of Noosphere. I forgot to mention, they use like these guns, like these, I've seen them a couple times. They have like these electric arcs and they're coming. We gotta hide.
Let's set a fucking ambush for them.
And everyone's like running off and like deserting the village.
Yeah, I'll run to the woods and hide with like an advantage towards the trailhead, I guess.
What are Birdie and Smothers doing?
Birdie is going to duck behind a log.
Gun out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Smothers is going to hide, but like in a tent or whatever structures there are.
Oh, you're going to hide in a tent? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's like
different one. That doesn't look like Gregor Van Lee's. If he has like a different looking one,
make sure it's not Ben Baker's sex tent.
It wasn't just any old sex.
No, yeah. DJ Big Nuts. Y'all correct.
Are getting like kind of set up, and then we'll cut. Roman and Tenon, you're like galloping through the woods, like, and you like break out into a clearing, and there's all these tents around, but it's like silent.
I'll look at the ball and see if it's pointing me any direction.
You look at the ball and you see Nigel pulled like behind a tree. Like all
Nigel!
Scared.
Come
and then
out!
All of a sudden,
Roman?
You hear like the fire of gunshots, like bang, bang, bang. Like you're in, bullets are whizzing by you.
Put down your weapons. Bow before me. I am the ruler of the Afterscape.
And you guys all see like around you, like the tribal folks are like shooting at this, at Roman,
hey,
who just like came in Tenon.
Wait, he's with us. It's okay. They're not news here.
I'm going to drop my gun and I'm going to pick the log up over my head and roar like a bear. Hold your fire! intimidate, roll it, intimidate.
It's like the most cartoony thing Bernie's ever done.
Yeah.
I got a 21 under 70, so that is a hard success.
Nigel pees a little at the sight of your log lifting.
Okay, like it gets quiet.
I put the log shots on the ground, and I pick up my gun, and I dust off my uniform, and I walk over to Roman.
Yeah, I'm walking.
God
over
damn, what kept you there, Roman?
I was a little bound up for a moment, but I've found you. Everything will be fine now. Everything will be fine. Tell these miscreants
to
stop shooting at me.
I think we're okay. I think they're done. But what happened to Tenon? You okay, buddy? And I'm like snapping in his face, like, hey. What the fuck?
Ghost wolves attacked him. Right. I tried to defend him.
Ghost wolves?
Yes. Remember the bear? Were you there for the bear? There's more.
I was kind of running away at that time. But, ghost wolves, right. Tenon, are you okay, man?
I don't know.
I hand you my flask. Like,
am I okay? Am I completely insane right now? Am I in the middle of a psychotic break, or did my sanity loss not do that to me?
I didn't really think about it. I think you're insane. You're insane. It's this whole, you saw a ghost that hurt you, like significantly.
You're insane. You saw a ghost that hurt you.
So I'm in the middle of a bout of madness. Then is what you're saying.
All right, roll a d10.
5.
No, roll again.
1.
No. Wrong.
Well, because it's the same thing that you rolled.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, right,
sorry.
Right.
One.
Okay, 1. Amnesia. The investigator has no memory of events that have taken place since they last in a place of safety. For example, it seems to them that one moment they were eating breakfast and the next they are facing a monster. This lasts for a while. So you don't know where you are.
When's the last time I was safe, Andrew?
Months
in jail
ago.
On top of the mountain.
On the river. Yeah. On the river with like hanging out with the guys.
Oh yeah, that was pretty chill.
When? Yeah. All right. That felt safe.
No, wait, we were reading the book and hanging out and I was
Before you started drinking piss with Roman, you were hanging out like drinking with Birdie and having like a good old merry time with your banjo on the river.
The last thing you remember is taking a sip of piss.
Last time you felt actually really safe is when you were back home on the farm with your little dog and you're sitting there and you're petting your dog and you were like,
Hey there, little puppy.
Whoa.
We're getting another slice of that.
I'm so underslept that I thought I said that for a second, you guys.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, fuck. That was the last time you felt safe.
Hey there, little puppy.
Cut us off.
What? Yeah. Okay. How are... Well, Who are you? What? Who are you then? I'm okay.
In your state of confusion.
It's me, Nigel.
Okay, I pull out the book. And I hand you, I pull you, because we're both on the horse, right? I pull you to my mouth so I can whisper, go stab Nigel, and I hand you my dagger.
I leap at Nigel with the dagger. Canyon?
Oh my god.
Stab him.
And I'm opening the book I'm going to start trying to cast the spell and then I'm like, stab Nigel, and then stab yourself.
I do it. I leap off the horse dexes. And stab him, and yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna go into dex order. Yeah, hold on, I gotta pull up the.
and I'm trying I didn't to realize pull my this sister's gonna be a... soul.
Everybody, pull out your dex.
Nice.
Oh, your magic card dex.
I have my dex in my hand all the time.
Hold on a sec. I did not expect
It's a dex party.
Character on character combat right now. Wow.
Yeah, I thought we were just gonna like catch.
You don't
catch
have
up.
To kill him. Just stab him enough. That soul movement can flow.
Soul movement.
Okay, while he's doing that, so a soul patch is also known as a mouche, which is the French word for fly.
Ew.
And when you Google soul patch, you get a lot of pictures of Howie Mandel. Like a lot of them.
That makes sense. He is the current holder of the soul patch. Belt.
Yeah, he's pretty much synonymous with Soul Patch.
It's the only hair Google. On his whole face.
He used to have the curliest hair during Bobby's time. World.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's been
he was funny once.
Days, though. He ain't bad.
But then he grew a moosh.
Yeah.
Grew a moosh.
Can you do the fandango?
So we're in this moment where Roman wrote. Gallops up with Tenon on the back of his horse, completely out of his mind, doesn't know where he is, rolls into the clearing of this tribal camp. Everyone's disappeared into the woods around. Gunshots start firing. They think you're attacking them. Birdie lifts up the log, is like, hey, what are you doing? Guys, Roman, what's going on? And then everyone comes out. The party comes out, Roman, or Smothers, Birdie, and Nigel.
I'm still kind of in the tent, hiding and kind of scared.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
That's reasonable.
Gregor and the First Nations folks are, like, still hiding out as well. They stopped firing, but they're still there.
And
like, sketched
Smothers,
out.
You, kind of broke the spell a little bit by being away from Roman. So you're probably a little scared of him at the moment,
not feeling like being enthralled is the play right now.
Yeah, makes sense.
Sobriety sounds
and, like,
good.
To be clear, like Roman has been working on this ritual, like preparing it for days and days, like getting it all ready, getting his like reading the spell in the book and preparing the tinctures and all that stuff, and you've like been building up to this moment, and you like you know you have like a ritual and you know like you need blood. Mm-hmm. So you hand Tenon the dagger. Tenon jumps off the horse. Nigel, you're first with the 75 initiative.
I think I got a roll to see whether I run or just deck Tenon. I don't know.
I don't get a surprise.
So high. I'm just.
He
first
said it. He said order. He handed you the knife and was like. Stab
yeah, he said,
stab
him,
him and yourself.
And I dove off the horse
pulled,
and stabbed him.
He pulled him close.
I did. I mean, I didn't say it audibly. I don't think anyone.
Yeah, but
like
should
hit.
We do like? Should I get like a spot hidden to see if I or like a contested thing maybe? Or
yeah, let's do a contested. You have a 75 initiative, and Tenon has a 65.
I mean, you
so...
might be able to read the body language, but like, I don't think you heard me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm pointing at you, and I'm handing him a dagger.
What
okay,
about a
let's
spot
give,
hidden
let's
versus?
Give you two... Yeah.
Tenon stealth, maybe.
I would just say contested dex rolls.
Okay. Sounds good. Not great.
85.
58 under 75. So I succeed.
Tenon, what did you get?
85 over 65.
Okay. So we'll say that you go after Nigel. But he's quick enough and he's paranoid enough where
I do always think this is coming. So I'm gonna roll
Nigel gets to go. Yeah.
High I run, low I fight. I run. So I'm just like, you jump off the horse and like I like see you coming and back up as you draw the knife, and I'm like, and I run and I start running to my horse. Tenon, what the fuck?
I try to zap you with the crystal ball.
On your turn.
Okay.
Tenon, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. For,
you yeah. come on back yeah. here. I'm run after him.
You little puppy. I feel like there's a moment here where like you got attacked by these wolves. You like think that you're like some you were attacked like some dog when you were a kid or something, and this has happened. Like there's something going on where you don't know where you are.
Yeah, come on back here. I gotta stab
Maybe
you.
Not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where I am or who these people are. The last thing I remember is I just know that Roman knows what's going on and is the most important person, and that this guy needs to get stabbed.
He looks like your grandpa.
What?
You look back and Roman looks like your grandpa. No.
Trust me because of that or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Weird. I thought you meant you wanted
like
to
big
stab
thumbs
me.
Up.
So
love you,
I've
Graham.
Got this whole vision I'll in my head pop. That like Tenon is like having. Yeah, you're like in like you're like a kid. Okay, Birdie, your turn.
This just looks like some good old fashioned fun to Birdie. Go get him.
You just watch.
It's fucking hilarious.
Okay,
Tenon's my friend. I'm like, get him, Tenon, get him.
Yeah.
Shit, you guys suck.
Oh yeah, he needs a little backbone. Put some backbone in him.
I feel like this has happened in real life where somebody was trying to stab me and everybody else is like, get him.
Get him. You're like, help me. Smother's turned.
I'm in the tent.
Yeah. God, nobody's fucking any help. Damn it. My team sucks.
I don't have any idea what's happening, and I hear violence. So I'm going to poke my head out.
You can be poking your head out before. I think you've been watching this. Like you were kind of like had a little, like you have just like your curtains when like a little thing that you could pull away, like a little peephole.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to shoot into the air.
Okay.
And just try to yell, stop.
Do any of you react to that?
Birdie also takes his gun out and starts shooting and drinking.
I see that there's no
just
help.
Wrecking this village. You just like showed up.
Yeah, I start drawing
very
what's
stereotypical
happening.
White people. We just showed up in an Indian village and just started shooting the air wildly.
This is where the stereotype came from.
Okay, we are the origin story.
Does Tenon or Roman react to the guns firing?
Oh, I look over and I hear it, but I'm pretty laser focused on the book and like fucking. You're totally insane. I'm insane, but in a focused way. I have a mission to accomplish right now. Now is the
time.
You
gotta get your sister back. Yeah. Okay. Then so Nigel, you're running for the edge of the clearing of this town, and then you see like a bunch of these First Nations folks like kind of step out, and they're like kind of blocking your way out. They're gonna, if you keep running in this direction, they're gonna tackle you. It looks like.
What is up with everyone?
And Greg,
my turn again.
No, and then Gregor Vanley comes out and he's like, "Stop! Stop! What are you doing? Stop! Stop shooting! Stop!" I thought I was gonna help you. You weren't. What's happening? And then Roman, it's your turn.
Well, Nigel is trying to flee, and I fucking take out the crystal ball and try to like fucking stun him.
Okay, roll of power, contested power roll against Nigel.
I got a 13 under 65.
Oh, do I roll two?
Yeah, that's a critical.
Yeah,
critical extreme.
84.
84? Shit. Okay. So, fuck. That's. God. You. A jet of lightning shoots off the crystal ball and hits the back of Nigel as he's running. And what do you say when you're doing this, Roman?
Spiritus incarnato. Like, I don't know, making up Latin shit. I'm doing Harry Potter spells. I don't know. I'm crazy, but I'm walking up, I'm having the horse walk up to him, and I'm like, You have to stab him and yourself, and then I will complete the ritual. My sister will enter you, and I and he will, you will enter him, and then give me the dagger. I'll stab myself. He'll enter me, and then I will stab that guy, First Nations guy. I'll be that guy from now on.
Don't what you think fuck? I'm your sister right Jesus. Now? Isn't that your...
Yeah, you're going to be. You're about to be. But we all have to be stabbed a little bit.
All right, and you take 8 power
I take
damage.
8 power damage, motherfuck. And I'm still, like, functional. I just feel like shit, probably.
Yeah, and it, like, you... It's... Yeah, it addles your brain. Yeah, I didn't quite think about, like, how it affects the sanity. So, like, yeah, I think you're just, like... Roll a sanity check.
Wait, god damn it. I accidentally wrote 8 in my power now. My power's 8.
Actually, I have a better idea. I'm switching with Nigel. He'll be in my body, and I'll be the rich Englishman, and you'll be my sister. That's what's happening.
Genius. I love it.
A little back of the napkin math. I think I figured it out here.
I was thinking about, like, what's the best way to do this?
It does. You don't go. Your max sanity goes down, but you're like your current sanity doesn't go down.
Nah, it doesn't seem to change much because your skills don't depend on your stats, right? So
sanity correlates to power.
Yeah, but I'm already low.
But so. You're already fucked. But Birdie hadn't lost a lot of sanity, so he that was his first experience with the ethereal
Tenon
madness.
Tenon.
So that's why
I'd lost one. I'd lost 1, and then I lost 11.
You'd had
more.
Lost 1 point?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really gnarly for you.
Yeah, that's a big shift.
So what'd you roll on your sanity roll, Nigel?
Oh, sorry, I missed that. A lot going on. All at me. Yeah. 40 under 58.
Okay, so you pass your sanity, so you you just feel like the power draining out of you, your life force, as you get hit by this lightning, and you kind of like, and you don't hit fall down, but you're kind of stuck there, and then it's back up to you. It's your turn.
I'm going to point my gun straight at Roman and be like, Tenon, stop.
What do you do, Tenon?
How close am I to him?
10 feet. Like, you could run and stab him if you wanted to.
I definitely stab him.
If you don't stop coming, I shoot Roman.
So you held your action?
I say stop, and if he doesn't stop, I shoot. I don't know.
Okay, so he's running at you, so roll your attack, Nigel.
All right, sorry.
Buddy. As Tenon is barreling into you.
I created the situation. Drawn. I get what I get.
Yeah, not super sorry, I guess. Yeah. Oh, come on. Looked like a good number, and it went off the desk. Oh, 80. Actually, I don't even know if I want to shoot you, so I might be okay with that.
Okay, so you miss. You fire off, and a bullet whizzes by the crystal ball. It's like gets super close to the crystal ball as you're holding it, and I'm sure Roman doesn't even flinch. And then Tenon, you barrel into Nigel and roll your melee weapons. Fighting brawl.
Melee weapons.
It's fighting brawl. You can use.
Oh,
nice brawl.
25. I rolled a 9. Under 25.
Fuck!
Oh my god, dude. Fuck, so you hit him.
Why are you guys doing this?
Do you want to try to dodge?
Because we're crazy!
What did you say?
What kind of... do you want to dodge or fight back, Nigel?
I don't have the book handy. What is the difference?
You're not going to... So dodge, you roll a dodge roll, or fight back, you can, like, hit him or something.
Dodge, you jump out of the way, fight back.
Yeah.
If you beat him, then you get to hit him back and he doesn't hit you at all.
Yep.
So either way, you won't get hit, but it's just what's a better stat for you and do you want to hit him back?
My brawl is just a 25. My knife fight's a 60, but I don't have it out.
Yeah, you're holding a gun, yeah.
My firearms is a 54, but I don't think that counts for pistol.
Yeah, you can't use it. Yeah.
So I got
a
dodge.
But he's trying to stab you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You gonna try to dodge out of the way?
I mean, yeah, because I can't shoot back, right?
No.
And I don't really want to shoot Tenon. I think I kind of actually have a pretty good idea what's going on. Surprisingly, just because I have known Roman, like me and Roman have told each other the truth quite a bit. Like,
oh, yeah.
So I'm going to dodge. 46 over 45, I will spend the one luck to make it a success.
I don't think you can spend luck in... Can you spend luck in combat? Yeah. You can't push rolls in combat. That's what it is.
Oh. Okay. Well, no, though, would a success even
spend
matter?
Luck, you just can't push.
Would a success even matter? Because he got an extreme, didn't he? Or something.
You both got a success.
Oh, okay, cool.
I got a hard success.
13. You rolled a 13 under what?
I rolled a 9 under 25.
Oh, 9. Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you'd have to spend a lot of luck.
Nah, I won't do it. Then I'll just fail by 1.
Okay, so you go and stab him. And is this like a Bowie knife or like a kitchen? Like, kind of knife do you got here?
It's like a dagger. It's like a Russian-looking fancy rich guy dagger.
Okay, it's a D4 plus your damage bonus, Tenon.
Like the kind of dagger that Jeff Bezos would carry around.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. I'm the Jeff Bezos of Dawson City.
No, you're not.
What's the damage bonus?
I'm crazy, so I'm whatever I think I am.
There's a lot of Jeff Bezos guys here.
No. I rolled a 4, so I got 4. That, 4 damage.
4 damage.
Okay, oh, that's max damage. God. You could put it that way, too.
So you just like barrel into him and just stab, and you guys kind of like roll into a ball. Like, I think you both hit the ground and your like blood starts spewing out. Birdie, what do you do?
After the electrical thing went off, Birdie's whole deal changed after the lightning bolt got shot. He was like, holy fuck. And so he whips out his pistol and he shoots the crystal ball.
Ooh.
Oh shit.
And he yells at the top of his lungs for everybody to stop.
So that's a called shot. So you're going to have to do you get a penalty dice.
Okay. I left my dice at home. I guess I'll just do 3.
Or a small target is what it is. So yeah, you could just roll 2D, roll, just know what your 2 tens dice are.
You want me to roll for you?
No.
Fair enough.
Definitely not.
No, you fuck it up.
Okay, I get it now. I got a 47 is the higher.
Okay.
And that's under 80.
Okay. So that's a success. You hit the crystal ball.
Ah!
Oh, fuck. Dude, oh my god. Okay, roll damage.
So that's going to be a d10 plus 2.
Holy shit.
I do 8 damage to it.
And you shoot it, and it just...
I roll a 6 plus 2.
Okay. You do 8 damage to it, which is enough to destroy it, and you hit it, and it just kind of like... Shit, just lightning fire. Everyone roll on the power.
My power's lower now.
91.
Oh.
Ooh, 51 under 57. Hell yeah.
I got a 62 under 65.
Oh, I got a 28 under 50.
So, oh my god.
Tenon's gonna die.
Holy shit.
What about Smothers? No. Is he protected in his tent?
No, Smothers, everyone does. Gregor rolled it. All the tribal folks rolled it.
Yeah, you like kind of made an atom bomb.
Serious.
Go off. Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is super serious.
You made a bad decision.
I thought it was just his little glass toy.
Yeah.
What have you done?
What did you get, Smothers?
Oh, sorry. 79 under 80. I squeaked it.
Oh, shit. Okay. So everyone who succeeded takes 4 power damage as electricity like ripples across the landscape, and like the tents start like igniting. You hear screams from all the tribal folks in the woods and who are over here. They're like all running and scrambling. Gregor like falls to the ground. If you failed, you take 12 power damage.
Oh,
I barely lost 23 sanity. 23 sanity in the last 5 minutes, guys.
Oh my god.
It's a crazy day.
I just lost four.
And you like the horse like crumbles under you, Roman, and your other hand is like full of glass and is like shaking, and like electricity is going down like your arm. And what is your sanity at now?
It's like you're the emperor.
19.
You're the fucking emperor when Vader like picks him up to throw him, and he's shooting himself. Yes.
The horse crumbles underneath you, but you just feel like you're floating down, and you're just like standing there looking around.
I've got the book open in front of me. Yeah. Like it was on the horse, but I'm still like, so now that's shattered.
The book is levitating in front of you. It's
I am 100% like, even though it hurts really bad and like I'm taking all this damage and shit, I am so focused on getting through the ritual because they've both been stabbed now, right? Or wait, no. Has Tenon stabbed himself yet?
Not yet. I haven't had a turn after stabbing him yet.
Okay,
but I'm going to. Don't worry.
Isn't his mother's turn?
Yeah.
So it's just, and you look around, Roman, and you see these spirits. Like you see animals, like spirits, like people. Like it's just like utter. Like you can't. It's almost static. And you see everyone. Like everyone around you is kind of. You see Birdie like staring at you with the gun, and you see. Nigel and Tenon in a ball, but it's like you are on another plane. You are like halfway through the veil right now, and then it's Smother's turn.
Now you do something.
Yeah.
Just put the next logical thing after everything that's happened so far.
And so what you see is you see. Roman hit with his, he's like on this horse, hit Nigel with the electric bolt, and then Birdie turn around, shoot the crystal ball out of Roman's hand, and then just like you're blinded by this white light and you feel like this horrible pain as electricity goes everywhere, and the tent that you're in is burning.
I reach both my hands in the air and scream, "Is that enough?"
Just like walk out of your tent with your hands up?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
That's a good question.
Like, who are you talking to?
I scream, no!
Whoa. I love that game. No. I love Smothers.
And then, okay, so you walk out, is that enough? And then all these folks in the town are running, screaming, you've completely destroyed this town. They're like, and then people, you're getting fired at by, like, all of you are getting fired at by the tribal folks. Bullets are whizzing everywhere. I'm going to roll a random number here.
We're somehow worse because we brought giant evil magic.
Smothers, you go out. You go out and you say, "Is that enough?" And then someone shoots at you. And they roll the 12.
Apparently
they
not.
Roll the 12 and they hit you.
Oh no!
This is so shitty.
And you take five. You take five damage. You get take five damage. You get shot like center mass. Yeah, as you're walking out. Yeah.
Holy shit.
And there's bullets flying everywhere. And there's people yelling and screaming. Like, this is horrible. Gregor Vanley's turn. He runs out as well. And he's like looking around. He's like, "Which one of you do I trust? Like, what's going on?" And he doesn't know what to do, actually, because...
Because that's a very logical...
Yeah, that's the right
thing.
That's a pretty sound place.
And he runs up to Birdie. Birdie, you're kind of on the side. You're the only one who's like has any... And he's like, "He's using the same power as New Sphere. I'm telling you, I've seen this before. We have to get out of here. We have to go. We have to go now." And he's like telling you to go to Birdie. And then, Roman, it's your turn. The book is floating in front of you. It's like blue, like this, the color of the Aurora Borealis, but it's static all around you. But you see like the energies of all the people, and you see this heat of the mass of Tenon and Nigel in front of you.
Well, with Sith Lord precision, since that's the way I've gone, I'm walking toward Tenon and Nigepold to get my dagger so I can stab myself.
Wait,
while the book covers underneath, huh? Well, I mean, but I'm
first.
Yeah, you're gonna stab yourself on my way there, right, but like I have to get to you,
okay?
And then the ritual will be complete.
Jesus. Okay, and then Nigel, what do you do? You're like writhing in pain, tendons on top of you. You're bleeding. You were stabbed, like in the the bicep or something.
What you get a huge minus to shoot in combat, right? Like I would be like
you get a penalty die.
How close is Roman? He's walking over to us, so like
he's maybe like 5 feet away.
Okay. I mean, you stab back the guy who stabbed you. This is like day one shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care who stabs who. Everyone just needs to be stabbed for this.
I know that's I'm doing what you want, does. But it's just. So he fucking flicks out his butterfly knife and just straight at you, buddy.
Yep.
And his best skill combat is knife fight.
Oh,
so.
Good.
I mean, roll like it before you start. Flourish. Before you start crowing.
0-3 under 60.
Oh boy.
What do you do? What does Tenon do? What does Tenon do?
I mean, what? We're laying on the ground, right?
Yeah. You're rolling back, ground. You're like,
can I dodge? Yeah, fight back or dodge. Laying on the ground. Is that?
Yeah,
realistic?
That's what worms do.
You realize
that's what worms do.
They don't dodge.
They dodge on the ground. You can worm around.
Yes, you can dodge. You can worm around for sure. You can move your body to dodge his attack.
I don't dodge.
Yeah, you kind of wanted to get stabbed.
Yeah, I want to get stabbed.
You're like, stab me. You like offer yourself up.
I mean, like, yeah, I let him stab me. Yeah.
Oh my god!
I'm completely insane. I just lost 23 sanity.
Can I roll a sanity check at somebody at this happening?
Yeah, wait, Andrew.
After
I lost my 23 sanity, I rolled a 9 on the D10 for my second. You know.
Second bout of madness. Yes. Real time table. Yes. Table 8. The 7.
Yep.
You rolled a what?
A 9.
You gain a new phobia.
Perfect. For the last few seconds of my life, I'm afraid of bugs. Worms.
Bugs?
Worms.
Because you tried to worm on an instinct to worm dodge like a worm.
You're afraid of being perceived as a worm.
For
so you'll
some
never
reason,
nice
I start
crawl away.
I start thinking about worms really hard while we're laying on the ground there.
So you have an Arkansas toothpick. Is what I'm going to say, Nigel, for your knife.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
It's a double-edged blade, like a really pokey blade.
Yeah, it's my specialty item.
This is an impaling weapon. Tenon just like lies on the ground, like fear-stricken. Tenon, you feel like you're getting covered in bugs as you're lying on the ground. Like you feel like the worms are like crawling out of the ground, like crawling all over you, and you're just like writhing. And the electricity is just like giving them. Like, you feel like they're under your skin.
No, mama, get the bugs off. No, oh, daddy, no.
What the fuck, Tenon?
And you stab down on him, and you have this Arkansas toothpick, and you rolled an extreme with a penetrating weapon, meaning it's max damage. Plus max damage bonus plus one extra damage roll.
What is the damage die for an Arkansas toothpick?
An Arkansas toothpick is a D6.
Oh, I'm dead.
And what's your damage bonus?
I don't have one, I believe. I'm not strong.
So it's a 6 damage plus another D6 right now with your extreme. Where do you stab him?
Right in the gut. Because I imagine he was like, had me pinned. And like, I go to stab him in the stomach, and he just like puts his arms out all dramatically, and I'm like, what? 6.
Oh my god, 12 damage.
I'm dead. I have 7 hit points.
Oh my
fuck.
So he's just writhing on the ground. The worms, the bugs are on me. My dogs are on me.
God.
Oh, I see you there.
Hey, little puppy. Hey there. I say, thank you. Thank you, Nigel.
That makes Nigel start crying because he's just confused and terrified and stabbed.
Oh my god. This is not what I expected would happen.
I thought we were going to like team up for the big final confrontation.
And then Birdie, it's your turn. Tenon is dead. It was Tenon's turn next, but it's not because
he's dead. Because I'm dead. And I thought my turn was a cliffhanger.
Oh boy.
I am going to take cover so that the so we don't get shot by the village folk. And I'm gonna yell at Roman like, "Roman, you stop right there, or I'm gonna put one right in the back of your head."
It's too late. That's for that.
All right, Smothers, your turn.
So, okay, hold on a second. Does that give me a dodge versus bullets? Because that's how it works in Delta Green. Like, you can say, like, oh, I'm... Like, you can't dodge a bullet that's shot at you, but if you declare that your whole turn is dodging, when you get shot at, you can roll your
if
dodge.
If you have cover, the attacker has a penalty die.
Oh, that's how it works in Call of Cthulhu?
Yep.
Man, this game sucks. All right.
I mean, penalty die is honestly kind of almost
it's
better.
Pretty brutal. Yeah,
it's pretty
hard. Okay, Smothers.
I'm going to shoot Rome.
Holy shit. You guys.
Please shoot fucking Roman, dude, for sure.
I'm guessing I'm 50 yards away, pretty far away from this, or...
No, you're close. It's a small town. It's a small village. You all are, like, you're in normal range.
Okay.
You have to maybe, like, take a couple steps to see around some burning tents.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I shoot him.
Okay, fire.
Ooh, shit. That is a 64 under 75.
Oh, you're a crack shot.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. Okay. Oh, with your fucking shotgun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
fuck.
No. That's such a fucking just end all. 75 with the shotgun? Jesus Christ.
That is fucking... I mean, he was petrified and then just pops out of the tent and fucking shoots.
Told you, I've been the shotgun. Fox hunting with my father in Oregon. Oregon. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So that is 4d6? 14.
It's 4d6? Okay.
Let's see here. Hold on.
Unless it's 2d6 because of my range. That's why I first asked. I was like, I'm kind of aiming to just do some damage.
Is it your... No, that's... So that's with the... that's with the buckshot.
Mm-hmm.
You've had slugs before.
Yes, this is buckshot. I mean,
okay,
that
so
was,
you're farther away. So 46 is you're farther away than 5 yards with the fort. So that's not
okay,
46.
Okay, that's
got
that's
it. Got it.
Asking.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're not.
Okay,
that close.
I will reroll as 2d6, 1d6.
Yes, 2d6.
Okay.
Still a likely kill. Jesus.
3 damage.
Oh god. Making me so scared.
I'm at 2 I have 2 hit points. But now I have been effectively stabbed. I am bleeding.
You have been. Yes.
Bullet stab.
Yes.
That's like the best stab.
I'm...
So the tribal folks go and they shoot at Gregor Vanley.
Yeah, such a disaster.
It's all going somewhere and I ruined it.
He's like running to the cover that Birdie's at. He's like following Birdie. He's like running. He like jumps and then gets shot, like crossfire as all the bullets are whizzing everywhere, and takes 4 damage. But he's not dead. He's severely wounded. And then it is Roman's turn.
I want to finish the ritual and pull my sister out of the ether. Well, wait, hold on. So yeah. Tenon is fully dead?
Dead.
He can't be used as a vessel anymore then, right?
You know that you could take his identity. You could take him on, but he can't be a vessel. His body has left. And you see, like, so part of this, oh, this is actually interesting. You're like, everyone can come back to life. Like, they're on the other side. You, like, walk up, and you're, like, walking over, and you see Tenon, and you're like, I should be able to see him as, like, his entity leaving his body. It's just nothing. There's nothing there.
That's fucking weird.
I think I like seppuku tenen, like a one kill stab to the stomach. I like fucking carved a big seven across him.
Well, can I roll like a fucking Cthulhu or a cult or something? Because I'm going to try and push myself into Nigel, push him out into the spirit world, and then bring my sister into my body.
You're trying to expel Nigel to nowhere.
I'm going to push him out and I'm going to fucking occupy his hotel. Dude, well, she's out there. So he can be out there too.
So roll Cthulhu. I'll give you some states here. You can feel what's happening here. Nigel's at death's door. He's been stabbed.
Right. I've been shot. He's fully dead.
You've been shot. Yeah.
But like, I'm going to try and pull her into me as I push him out of him.
Okay. Roll a power roll. And same with you, contested power roll.
For me? Okay.
Yeah. This takes 10 magic points, Roman.
Fuck, whatever. I got a fucking 14, dog.
I got an 8.
Oh, shit. What is each other's power?
Oh, mine's 61.
Mine's 54 now. So I got an extreme success.
Can I use luck or something?
Nah, we're not going to do that. No, okay. I don't think you can do any of that. So you tied?
I got an extreme. I don't know. I think he did probably 2.
You got a what, Roman?
I got what number? Hold on. 14 under 61.
Oh, that's a hard.
So he's resisting.
Yeah. So, but you start to leave your body. Roll a sanity check.
What are we experiencing?
Horrible black magic that you don't know how to control, that you just are accepting.
I got a 53 over 19.
Okay, you fail. You take 4 points. No, that's way too low. You take 4 points. That's what I rolled. That's crazy. You take 4 points of sanity damage and go into another bout of madness, because every time you take a point of sanity when you're in this state, you go back into a bout of madness.
Let's hear the difference in this.
Yeah. And you're pushing and you feel like you go up to Nigel and you like put your hands on him. You're like pushing him into the ground. And Nigel, you just see like Roman over you, just like he's trying to like, his mouth is like wide open. He's like trying to like enter your body.
No! Submit! I'm going to build a tower and control the universe.
Fuck you, Roman! You're fucking crazy, man! I went kind of Paxton with that one.
It's just everything kind of like just gray and like lines are streaking down in your field of vision. It's just like dripping ether and you push out of yourself, Roman, and you completely lose connection to your body, and you see like the look in Roman's eyes is like goes kind of completely blank and then kind of blinks, and then it's you're there, but you are now an ethereal being, your psyche, Roman, but you and your sister has entered your body, but you were unable to find a vessel. You are now like free floating, and you see like all these spirits and things around you. And we're going to leave it here.
Oh, wow. God.
Next time.
I'll play in the madness. We're going to go even crazier.
Playing with Madness is released every Thursday on your podcast app of choice. For more from us, please visit Playing with Madness Podcast on Instagram, or you can contact us at playingwithmadness@gmail.com. You can also visit r/playingwithmadness to join related discussions on Reddit. And consider joining our Patreon to support the show and access exclusive content at patreon.com/playingwithmadness. Please rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps. Thanks!
I don't think we can go crazier.
That's my redemption arc. I got my sister back after I fucking fucked her over.
It was an hour and 24 minute episode.
Good.
Well, a lot of interesting things happen.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is I do not think we're going to go even crazier.
I'm probably have to roll some
the end of the song
next
says.
Episode.
Does Roman have like 8 sanity
Jesus.
Now?
I have 15.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm a wealth of sanity.
Yeah, you're the craziest person
any of us have ever met. He's basically the main bad guy now.
Yeah.
I mean, he just drove a minivan through our parade. 100%. This is nuts.
Yeah, you became the main, like, yeah. There's bad guys you've never met, and then you have your party member who's your main bad guy.
I'm sure you had things planned, Andrew. I'm sorry that I have this.
No, I don't mind. This is beautiful.
Instead,
this is beautiful.
The fucking main bad
beautiful.
Guy.
This is awesome. It's
amazing. Yeah, no, it's.
I'm a bad guy with good intentions, kind of. I'm just crazy.
So you're now your sister.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, that. Oh my god. You're now two characters. Honestly.
Now I have to think about her. What? Yeah. Now I have to play her. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
How long has she been dead?
Not super long. Maybe like a year or something, right? Because
So she was like used to it.
Well, I mean, like we were scammers together, and then fucking she, you know, we scammed the wrong people, and she got killed, and I felt bad about it because I ditched her and didn't try and help her. But I mean, that's what led me to like Seattle was me fleeing from that event.
Right.
What did you write in the chat here? How rules lower are we?
Loy, I forgot the Y. I was typing it so fast. But 2 hit points is when you get knocked out in this game.
Whoops.
Well, he got knocked out of his body.
Oh, yeah. So I'm probably this. Well, I mean, yeah, like literally. So my sister is in my body, but not conscious yet. She'll wake up and be like, I have a dick.
She also like Roman is kind of has a unique power, as in like I think he can withstand 2 hit points and still function.
I mean, he hard succeeded a big power roll after that too, of those like staying up while he fucking finished.
Yeah, I let that roll.
He's no stranger to pain since he's had like one arm forever.
I mean, yeah. We've all seen each other operate blackout. There's still a little bit left.
Oh, and he's piss-addled and full of black magic. Yeah, it's just...
just like the old times.
Good, good, good PvP on that one, guys. Thank you.
That was incredible.
See you around.
Gross.